Any group with two trumpets and two trombones has got to be good. I used to play a trombone. I'd love to play it again, but I couldn't measure up to this, that's for sure. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and I have just a few remarks, one of which is that there is a fire alarm system, and this is a legalistic feature. If it goes off, remain calm, evacuate. There are, in fact, 10 exits, three on each side that you could easily reach. And watch for the instructions of the staff should something go awry. And if you've got strollers, leave the strollers behind, grab your children from the stroller, and move out. That would be an excellent thing to do. Also, in that this is all this talent in front of me, it's hard to imagine where you're going to go and what you're going to do, but you're going to be... I was going to do my ringtone. Now I can't find it again. Anyway, turn off your cell phones. I am cell phone illiterate to some extent. The Piper is starting down with the platform party. They'll be here in maybe 2 or 3 minutes, so we can start pretty much on time. This whole ceremony will not take much longer than about an hour and 15 minutes. Everybody walking the stage, everybody having their remarks, honorary degree, etc. All of this will take place. The chancellor who sits in the throne in the middle is Arnold Steinberg, and this will be his last music event and his last event of the series of being chancellor at McGill. And there will be a special tribute to him that you can look out for, because it's going to happen somewhere in a mysterious part of the first set of ceremonies. So look forward to that. I would say to the graduates, please take your cards, break them in half or tear along the perforation, and then hold them tightly between your fingers. Don't put them in pockets. Don't leave them on the seat. Don't leave them on the floor. There's about 102 or 105 of you to walk the stage today. And keep them as you go, as we assemble you, to go up and across this platform to give the first one to the marshal right next to the reader. And then take your second card and give it over here to my left, to your right, where the degree will be received. But the main thing that I would ask that you do is, if you're having a bad hair day, check it out on the mirror over on the left. Then you can adjust yourself, because your picture will be taken right there, not right there, but just a few feet away from that. Watch the ones who are going ahead of you, because it can get snared up in the lineup if you don't pay attention to what you're doing. So watch that, and then watch what happens as you go across the stage, and it should not be any kind of difficulty. I would ask that you, levez-vous s'il vous plaît, rise please for the platform party coming in the left side. You might want to give them a round of applause.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, families, friends, honored guests, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de l'École de musique Schulich. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced their ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have enjoyed continuing this practice. It may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept, the fact that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on this very lawn, like you, with cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. Now, when I look back at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have changed. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable. From being an excellent university, it has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has grown several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world class. But in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre entre vous. Et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. And in these interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence. The most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used, normally as a synonym for the weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues, such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in developing countries, or even the absence of clean drinking water or minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You travel to Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits verts, apportez des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer, œuvrez comme mentor auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donner gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté. Et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. While I have always believed that I had never emotionally left McGill, the past 5 years that I have served as chancellor, and from which I will be retiring at the end of June, have been a real homecoming. I am so proud of my alma mater. I am so proud of you, the students, the faculty, and the administrators. And I'm planning to stay active in both McGill and the larger community as long as I have the strength of body and mind. And I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that you, like me, will never regret it. Merci, thank you. je voudrais maintenant inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our Chancellor Emerita, our governors and governors emeriti, Principal Emeritus, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense plaisir de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks an important milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate. Remember this moment. Remember, too, all the people who have supported you in your studies. Family and friends, of course, professors, librarians, staff. You have not been alone. I now invite you graduates to please stand up, all of you. Look around you and give a big round of applause to all of those who have supported you over the years. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. You can sit again. Have you ever finished a big project only to have somebody say to you, well, that is great. So what are you going to do next? I hate that. But class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next for you? And you can relax because you don't really need to answer the question to get your degree. But in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next. The question is how you will face whatever is next for you. Today is a transition. You have finished your degree, and that is no small thing. It's a given that you're going to do something next. It's always exciting, in fact, to see the wonderfully diverse way that our music graduates use their education. What a thrill, for example, to see McGill alumni sweep the jazz category at this year's Junos Awards. And of course, this afternoon's honorary degree recipient, Wayne Riddell, a McGill graduate who has had a very distinguished career in so many areas as an organist, a choir master, a conductor, a teacher, a leader, and an artist. I'm inspired to see the directions all of you take in your lives and career. You have a mind that is ready to learn, and there is so much more learning to be done and to enjoy. For some of you, the next classroom may be the workforce. Certains de ces apprentissages se feront dans des établissements universitaires, peut-être même ici à McGill, mais la plupart se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're also scary. Having recently come back to school myself, I understand these feelings. When we find ourselves in times of transition, the people close to us reach out with advice, sometimes also with gifts, or gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill last fall, I was lucky to receive such gifts, and I want to share three gifts with you. I've known my friend Kay for 40 years. As young crystallographers, we started our research careers together. She gave me a fridge magnet that reads, proceeds as if success is inevitable. It's great to have a friend who believes in you, but what the message is telling us is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor in the play that is your future. You've been in the same place for a few years, and now you're having to leave that comfort zone for something new and unknown. You're going to need to be resilient, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will await you at the end of the road. And this brings me to Blair, a great colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. The title alone gives us wonderful pause for reflection, The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high, allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Victor and Albert, the sons of my doctoral supervisor here at McGill. They gave me a framed code of ethics that their father had written in the 40s. Among the code were important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all times. These are powerful words, because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away, and you're left with the how you feel deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really, they're just one gift, the very special people you meet in life. Remember the friends you've made during your time at McGill, and keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks the 60th anniversary of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill even as he moved through his own transitions and challenges and many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the Francophone parents of one of our students. C'est le chancelier de McGill, I said. Chancelier was not a word they were familiar with. So they thought I had said, c'est le chansonnier de McGill, the singer-songwriter of McGill University. They were looking at each other in confusion. McGill, being such a great institution, must have, they thought, a highly acclaimed chansonnier, but they didn't know any of his greatest hits. And it made me reflect on Arnold's term as Chancellor and his many great hits. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of McGill and has sung our praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes pure joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He's generous with his time and wisdom, always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit Gilles Vigneault, un grand chansonnier québécois, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour.
Mon cher Arnold, c'est à ton tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Mon cher Arnold, parler d'amour. Mon cher Arnold, c'est à ton tour de parler d'amour.
Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une grande et belle famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez-y le plus souvent possible, les portes vous seront grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City. They gave me what I thought was the perfect description of our university, and I want you to remember it. A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. So please keep in touch. We're always eager to hear about your own amazing things. Félicitations, merci beaucoup.
That's the first time I've been serenaded. I certainly have to try it again. Thank you, Madam Principal. I invite Professor Valerie Kinslow to present the first of this year's winners of the Schulich School of Music Outstanding Teaching Awards. Professor Kinslow.
Madam Vice Chancellor, members of the McGill community, I am delighted to present Professor Joanne Kolomeyets for the Schulich School of Music Teaching Award. Professor Kolomeyets has been a consummate mentor of both undergraduate and graduate students, many of whom have gone on to successful professional careers. This mentorship is situated in a sincere and very deep commitment to the vocal art. She is legendary amongst students and colleagues for her generosity, concern, work ethic, and a musical passion which leads her students far beyond even their own expectations. I've canvassed a number of Joanne's students, and the following comments from them are testament to her commitment and inspirational teaching style. From one student, Joanne is an incredible teacher. She has a plan for each student, whether they know it or not. We are not just her students for that one lesson a week. She is constantly searching and thinking up new ways to help and get through to us. From another student, she is a master of adapting lessons based on personality, learning technique, and speed of learning. She is equally comfortable teaching a variety of ways, so that the student assumes the way they are taught must be the way everyone is taught. This is a testament to the success of her flexibility as a teacher. And from another student, technically she keeps me on track, always with new insights and suggestions into my progress, but at the same time constantly challenging me to take initiative with myself. And from yet another student, one of the first qualities that come to mind when I think about Joanne as a teacher is dedication. She is highly engaged with developing individual teaching techniques for each student. Joanne does not just stick to the technique that works for her and try to indoctrinate her studio with it. She listens to each student with open ears to their needs, concerns, and struggles. And finally, Joanne teaches by example not only how to be a singer, but how to be a well-rounded human being. Her students are inspired by her generosity of spirit, passion for performing, and unwavering sense of self. And if that's not inspiring enough, she also gives out candy. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with pride that I present our friend and colleague, Professor Joanne Kolomeyets, who truly exemplifies the spirit of this award.
Thank you. I now ask Professor Christoph Neidhofer to present the next teaching award. Professor Neidhofer.
Madam Vice Chancellor and McGill community, it is my honor to present to you Professor René Rouge for the Outstanding Teaching Award of the Schulich School of Music in the full-time category. Professor Rouge teaches in a subject area that music students often find dry and abstract, that is, music theory and analysis. Yet she has succeeded not only in convincing students from various programs of the relevance of theory and analysis to their own individual specializations, but she has in fact nurtured a real passion for analytical work in the great many young musicians who took her classes. A fine classical and jazz pianist herself, Professor Rouge has the ability and credibility to engage students both in Western art and jazz music, blurring the lines that still exist between these two worlds, something that also lies at the heart of her scholarly research. Constantly expanding her teaching methods, she has recently adopted the flipped class model, where lower intensity tasks are moved to home assignments while class time is used efficiently for practical applications and testing of knowledge rather than for lecturing. Students who nominated Professor Rouge for this award praise her outstanding level of organization, her generosity with which she makes time for her students, and her eagerness to provide them with professional advice as they embark on their own careers as performers, scholars, and teachers. As one student tells us, for Professor Rouge, people always come first.
Thank you. I now ask Professor Sean Ferguson, Dean of the Schulich School of Music, to present Mr. Wayne Riddle, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Ferguson.
Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Wayne Riddle, organist, choir conductor, teacher, and bastion of choral music in Canada. Wayne Riddle is one of our nation's most accomplished choral conductors. With the Tudor Singers and the choir of the Church of St. Andrew and St. Paul, he raised the level of church and chamber choirs in Canada to a new level. A former director of choirs at McGill University and a longtime member of the Schulich School of Music's Faculty Advisory Board, Mr. Riddle has been described as a choral trainer of genius. In his artistic and teaching accomplishments, he has set the standard against which generations of Canada's most distinguished choral conductors have measured themselves. He has been organist and choir master at a number of well-known Montreal institutions, including Westmount Park United, Erskine and American United, and the Church of St. Andrew and St. Paul. A passionate advocate of new choral literature, Wayne Riddle has commissioned a number of important works from leading Canadian composers. His record of performances, radio broadcasts, and recordings is extraordinary. A graduate of McGill University, he has been the recipient of many awards, including the first Healy Willen Prize from the Canada Council, as well as the Order of Canada, in recognition of his outstanding contributions to choral music. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Mr. Wayne Riddle, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Music, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Wayne Riddle to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Riddle.
I can't see with them and I can't see without them. Mr. Chancellor, Madam Principal, Dean Ferguson, colleagues, and most of all, graduating students and your families. The world, we are often reminded, is full of unsung heroes. I will not claim for myself the stature of a hero, nor happily has my life in music been without its many rewards. It is especially hard for me, as a choral conductor, to claim that I have been unsung, but today is without precedent. Today, my life's passion has been recognized by one of the world's great universities and by a school of music which is now making its own profound mark on the world stage. For this honor, I am humbly and most deeply grateful. The few remarks I have to make this afternoon are addressed to you, the graduating class of 2014. For you, as for me, this is a day of recognition and celebration. And my first piece of advice to you is, enjoy it. Such days don't come nearly often enough in the life of a professional musician. In fact, let's get the bad news out of the way. I'm sure I don't have to describe or to dwell on the challenges that await you. A life in music is intensely demanding, fiercely competitive, and constantly embattled. As performers, as teachers, as administrators, you will be underestimated, undervalued, and naturally underpaid. Especially bad news for your parents. When resources are scarce, and a society or community can always claim that resources are scarce, music is invariably among the first casualties. And though music has had its champions from Plato to Sting, the trouble is unending, and you are the next generation of champions. However, I did promise not to dwell on the challenges. So what do you need to take with you on your journey? First, a passport. And today you were given one of the very finest passports you can obtain, a degree from the Schulich School of Music at McGill University. Carry that passport with you wherever you go. And I just don't mean the piece of paper itself, as important as that is. Carry with you the hard work, the training, fatigue, and even the occasional despair. Carry with you the loyalties, the passions, the excitements, and the discoveries that all went into the granting of your passport. Second, you need a vision. In 1958, the American pianist Van Cliburn famously won the Tchaikovsky piano competition. In his acceptance speech, he avowed, "The thing that thrills me most is that you are honoring music. Because I'm only one of many. I'm only a witness and a messenger." It's what we all need to remember. We are all engaged in the service of music. And if you believe, as I do, in the power of music to transform the lives of men and women for the good, that belief will uplift you and sustain you, even in the hardest of times. That is the overarching vision. But each one of you must also imagine and own a vision that is singularly yours. Mark Twain said that all of us contain music and truth, but most of us can't get it out. Each one of you on stage, in the classroom, in the office, must find your way to bring out music and truth in yourself and in others. How you do that will be your vision, and to that vision you must hold fast. Over the years, I have spent more time than I care to remember at the console of a church organ, So I know that every good sermon must have 3 points. What more do you need? Perseverance. That seemingly impossible balance of patience, energy, and humor, without which your chances of success are almost certainly doomed. You will need to be patient with yourself as well as with others. You will need to energize and inspire yourself as well as others. And as for your sense of humor, that will allow you to laugh at yourself and not at others. The practice of perseverance will probably be the closest to sainthood that any of you come in your lives. For as Robert Louis Stevenson pointed out, saints are just sinners who kept on going. To live my life in music has been for me, and I trust will be for you, a privilege and a blessing. Much as we admire and respect the lives and careers of so many around us, you and I, of course, understand, in the words of Robert Browning's Abt Vogler, that God has a few of us to whom he whispers in the ear. The rest may reason and welcome. 'Tis we musicians know. That's the kind of confidence I would wish for you at the start of your journey. And wherever that journey takes you, remember too the confidence of Aaron Copland. So long as the human spirit thrives on this planet, music in some living form will accompany and sustain it and give it expressive meaning. You have a vital part to play in keeping music and thus the human spirit alive. To you, I extend my best hopes and wishes. To the Schulich School of Music and McGill University, again, I extend my profound gratitude. Thank you, and God bless.
I grew up without Facebook and Twitter and Google and all the things that are so commonplace today. But unfortunately for you, you grew up without CBC radio music. And that is something that really lasted the better part of my life. And nobody filled the airwaves with more beautiful music than Wayne Riddle. And I remember, and I will always be grateful to his contribution to the welfare of Canada, to make us all happier. Thank you. I now ask Dean Ferguson to return to the podium to introduce a very special presentation. Dean Ferguson.
Thank you, Chancellor Steinberg. Wayne, five of your fellow graduates from the class of 2014 would like to sing something for you. They are Vanessa Oud-Remerink, Nora Enganopoulos, Becky Robinson, Pasquale D'Alessio, and Tim Wilfong. They're just coming up onto the stage now. And they will sing Rise Up My Love by Healy Willen.
Oh,
Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. I invite the provost, Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Mr. Chancellor, I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Schulich School of Music to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the chancellor, the principal, or the vice chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to students by a dean or delegate as they leave the stage. During this convocation season, you may have seen here on the McGill campus some students wearing red or white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nation, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and in any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings, respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signals attachment to the land on which we stand, and the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de Miguel, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, en satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduates. I now invite Professor Sarah Lehman to introduce the graduates, and Professor Sean Ferguson, Dean of the Schulich School of Music, to distribute the diplomas to all graduating students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Music in Composition, Charles Antoine Frechette. Jimmy LeBlanc. Reiko Yamada. For the degree of Doctor of Music in Performance Studies, Marjolaine Lambert. Benjamin Nicholas Reimer. Paul Stephen Ruschka. Vincent Louis Paul Freyer. Jason Alexander Hockman. Adaliat Isieva. Haralampos Saitis. Brian David Tuttle. For the degree of Masters of Arts in Music Education, Catherine Massey-Laberge. For the degree of Master of Arts in Music Technology, Matab Gamsari Esfayani. Raymond Michael Winters. For the degree of Master of Arts in Music Theory, Justin William Van Geest. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance Early Music, Rebecca Dowd. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance Jazz, Matthew Stephen McEachern. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance, Opera, and Voice, April Rebecca Lynn Baby. Pasquale D'Alessio. Nora Katrina Enganopoulos. Vanessa Michelle Oud Reimerink. Rebecca Leonore Robinson. Robert Lawrence Pierce Shirky. Pascal Spinney. Lea Weilbrenner-Lebeau. Sinead Elnor Marion White. Timothy David Wilfong. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance, Orchestral Instruments and Guitar, Brian James Allen. Emily Mariko Belvedere. Emily Catherine Burt. Kathleen Alexandra Decane. Yeah.
Lauren Elizabeth Derolle. Emily Josephine Field. Andrew Christian Green Lawrence. Angelina Marie Weber. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance, Organ, and Church Music, Joel Christopher Peters. For the degree of Master of Music in Performance Piano, Menji Xiong. For the degree of Master of Music in Sound Recording, Jose Luis Aguirre. Brian Chan. Kevin William Fallis. Julia Lorianne Graff. Karina Lin. James Edward Joseph Perella. Brandon Wells. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Composition, Matthew Reed Horrigan. And the Bernard Shapiro Prize and Dean's Honors List. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Faculty Program in Music, Julienne Claudinon. Gabrielle Anne Gaudreau. Benjamin Keeps. David Stanley Pierre. Sarah Mackenzie Schultz. Also receiving a Bachelor of Arts, Roger Smith. Max Stanley Williams. Lanfong Erica Wong Ping Lun. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Music Education, Nicole Auger, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Alexandra Burke, receiving distinction and outstanding achievement in music education, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Megan Sarah Cornett, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Diana Gorham, with distinction, outstanding achievement in music education, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Veronica Granario, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Amy Catherine Humphreys, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Julie No, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Jake Lewis Petrowski, distinction, outstanding achievement in music education, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Nathan Harry Rickey, distinction, outstanding achievement in music education, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Samantha Sobel, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Paige Elizabeth Stumborg, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. Adam Christopher Ward, also receiving a Bachelor of Education. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance, Tamar Amor. Carlos Eduardo Armaya Gamboa. Thomas Charles Francis Beard, with distinction. Miles Edward Cameron. Samuel Elias Clark. Ryan Arthur Davis, Outstanding Achievement in Viola and Dean's Honor List. Lindsay Meredith Davison. Jeremy R. Foster. Sarah Gans, Outstanding Achievement in Cello, Salsinger Tani Gold Medal in Music Performance, Dean's Honors List. Mei-Ying Lee, Dean's Honor List. Jing Liu. Jasmine Long. Kate Maloney, Outstanding Achievement in Violin. Dakota Paul Lacey Martin, Distinction, Outstanding Achievement in Flute. Anna Elizabeth Norris. Julie Pinsonneau, Outstanding Achievement in Organ. Benjamin Michael Zielinski. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance Jazz, Cole Allen Walter Bernie Stewart. Adam Carlo Jordan Cormier. Nicholas Stephen Ferraro. Blake Alexander Hawley. Kyle Hutchins. Liam Killen. Guillaume Pilot. Marshall Hayden Rasmussen. Evan Allen Shea, Outstanding Achievement in Jazz Saxophone. Emily Ann Wood, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance Piano, Clara Liu, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Outstanding Achievement in Piano, Dean's Honor List, also receiving a Bachelor of Science. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance Violin, Luke Robert Zavadiuk. For the degree of Bachelor of Music in Performance Voice, Dallas Elizabeth Chorley. Lee Connor Clapp, Outstanding Achievement in Voice, Dean's Honor List. Ariel Lefebvre Labrosse, Dean's Honor List. Bruno Beloin Roy, Outstanding Achievement in Voice. Jana Sophia Van Oosten, Outstanding Achievement in Voice.
Thank you, Professor Lehman. Would the graduating class please rise? In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Now, will everyone please rise? I now ask the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction. Mr. Stropel.
Go now in peace and share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. And now to conclude this ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.